county executive has introduced his policy for the use of the county suite at the new Highmark Stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the policy as it stands right now leaves a lot to be desired. I think it raises a lot of questions about what is missing from this policy rather than what is in it. Currently, there is no reporting mechanism that would be required for whoever is in this box to report to the legislature for a public document saying on this date, this people, or these are the recipients that were in the box. I think that's really, really important. The other thing is right now that politicians are still allowed in these boxes. I think it's not appropriate. I think we really need to tighten up this policy. I think it is a very rough first draft that the legislature needs to take a look at and take this very seriously. You know, taxpayers paid for this suite. We need to make sure that it's being used appropriately.
What should be the proper use of the suite at the new Highmark Stadium?
I do think it is a good opportunity for, you know, nonprofit organizations, think the Boys and Girls Club, to apply for a lottery. I don't think that a lottery should be up to the sole discretion of the county executive as it is in his policy of who can apply to that lottery, who gets approved to apply and then put into the lottery. I think that that needs to be checked by the county legislature. I think all applications should come over to the county legislature before we put them into a lottery to make sure that they are treated fairly. I think that that is a valuable use of this suite. I do not think that the use by Visit Buffalo Niagara or by the ECIDA or Empire State Development is necessarily appropriate. We see at the state level how the, you know, I Love New York suite gets all the headlines when they do report who was in it, and you find that it was, you know, the governor and her husband and, you know, the mayor of Buffalo. I don't think that that's an appropriate use, and I think it's just opening this up to you know, wasteful opportunities. You know, you look at the ECIDA board and it's full of the county executive. You have county legislators that are on that board. Why do they need access to this suite or a day to use it? I don't think that's appropriate. I think we give Visit Buffalo Niagara enough money as it is. I don't think we need to give them another day in the suite. I'd like to see this going to nonprofits. I'd like to see, you know, kids from the Boys and Girls Club applying. I'd like to see groups like that using it.
How likely will the legislature be able to reject this proposal by Erie County Executive Poloncarz as far as the policy usage for the stadium suite?
Well, it's under the legislature's purview to edit this policy. I know Mark is saying that we should use this one for a year and then come back for edits. I think we need to tighten this up before it's used at all. Look, I wasn't there in 2024 when they voted on the Bill Stadium, and I don't know that I would have ever agreed with having any sort of county suite in the agreement. I disagree with it, but it's there and we have to deal with it. So I think the legislature should have the appetite and we should want this to be transparent. This policy as it is right now, with everything being left to the, you know, sole discretion of the county executive, having no public filing of who's using the suite, it is 100% not transparent and it is not accountable. I would not use those words to describe this policy at all. I think that's the kind of policy, though, that we need to strive for, and I hope that the county legislature works in that direction.
And how likely do you think the county executive is open to working on something like that?
The county executive doesn't have a choice. It's the legislature that we have the ability to pass these policies and go in and edit what he's given us. Again, I think this was a first draft. I do think there's pieces in it that are good. I think not allowing any alcohol in the suite, I think, you know, not paying for any food and letting the people who are using the suite pay for food, I think those are, like, great ideas. But I just think it still leaves so much to be desired in terms of an actually transparent policy. And I think some of the things I'm proposing, I would hope that we all could get on board with. I don't think anybody should be disagreeing that we should ban any politician from using this. I think if you're against that, I really have questions about what you think this should actually be used for.
Any word on when this will go up for a vote?
I don't know when this will go up for a vote. I would anticipate that we have a committee discussion on it next week when we have committees, and I look forward to that opportunity. It is not a final document. We can make any changes and amendments to it that we'd like, and I hope that we can all move forward and agree on some common sense moves for accountability here that we really need to use it for this suite.